The Credibility Gap wants to help you bring out your better self. If you look good, you feel good too, and the Credibility Gap can do that for you. Shopping convenience, easy to park. The Credibility Gap is really a lark. The quality's high and the prices are thrifty. The Credibility Gap can make you look nifty.
The following incident takes place in the advertising department of the Los Angeles Times.
Yeah, hello, Louise. Yes. Did that rock and roll promoter ever show? What rock and roll promoter? You know, the one who's going to take out the full page ad. Did he ever show? I bet he didn't. Oh, he did, huh? Well, will you please tell him that he is 6 minutes late by my watch, and my watch is 5 minutes fast? Yes, tell him that. Well, you have... I don't know what that comes... Just have him figure it out. Will you please send him in? Thank you. I can't believe these people. They either show up or they don't show up or they...
Excuse me, Mr. Hickenlooper?
Yes, I'm Walter Hickenlooper.
Yeah, how you do? My name is Danny Drollinger. I'm with Conquest Concerts. We do all the big rock and roll shows, you know, in the outlying areas. We did Festival de Salsa at the Orange Show Auditorium. You know, all that stuff. We've done business with you people before. And I came down here personally today because I want a huge full-page ad. We're doing a very big rock show out of the Big O.
The Big O? What is that, Winchell's Donuts?
What's the problem, sir? Are you new to the area?
No.
Well, everybody around here knows there's the Big A, the Big O, the Big I. The Big A's Anaheim Stadium.
That I know.
The Big O's Ontario Motor Speedway.
Ah, Ontario Motor Speedway.
Okay.
What's the Big I?
That's me.
Yeah, oh,
you can write that down if you want.
No, I'm not going to put that
Well, it won't hurt to remember
listen,
it. You know, I'm going to be around in town for a while.
Right.
Okay, anyway, look. It's a very, very different kind of rock and roll show. No smoke bombs, no lasers, and most important, no opening acts. Just three headline supergroups.
Oh, my goodness.
Boom, 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 like that, you know?
Boom, yes.
So I want them to have equal belling, equal weight.
All right, well, the easiest way to do that is why don't we just list them in the order they appear. How's that? One, two, and three.
Good idea. I like the way you work.
Well, thank you very much,
Maybe we'll do some business with you in the future.
I sure hope so.
Okay.
All right, well, let's start with the first act, shall we?
Fine.
Okay, who's on first?
Mr. Hickenlooper, if my secretary has already given you the information, you know, there's no sense for me to be here. I could be out booking Sly in Spokane.
I know.
So if you got it...
No, wait a minute. Yeah. I just said who's on first.
That's right.
Ah,
you
that's
see,
right. Oh, I like that name. That's right. It's so affirmative. It's so sure of itself.
Don't write that's right. That's wrong.
That's wrong. Well, that's a bit more negative, I suppose, with these times and all. That's wrong.
Mr. Hickenlooper?
Mm-hmm.
It's not that's right. It's not that's wrong.
Well, then, who's on first?
Who's on first?
Who is on first?
Who is on first?
Who?
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 Who's on first?
That's right.
That's right. I got it down here.
Look, Mr. Hickenlooper. You get on the Pomona Freeway. You drive your car out to Ontario Motor Speedway. You get out. You give the man the ticket. You sit down in your seat. The guy on stage comes out and says, "Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to present who?"
Who?
That's right.
That's right. All right. It's a fine group as far as I'm concerned. You're upset, right?
You could say I'm upset.
We're having a communication problem. There's nothing to be ashamed of.
Let's just get this straight before my quaalude kicks in, okay? That's all I ask.
Fine. All right. Let's just... Well, then we'll start with the second act.
Fine.
I don't know why I didn't suggest this to begin with. Okay. Who's on second?
Who's on first?
Wait a minute. What's the name of the second act?
Guess who?
I'm not familiar with the genre here.
I don't have any genre. Look, it's just three rock and roll acts. Guess who?
The Ding-a-ling Sisters.
They're not even sisters, Mr. Hickenlooper. Guess who?
Bo Donaldson and the Haywoods?
Bo Donaldson and the Haywoods.
I am not
running no goddamn Busch Gardens, pal. Let's get that straight. This is Conquest Concerts.
Okay.
Nothing but class.
Okay.
Guess who?
I can't guess who.
You don't have to guess who.
Well, then I won't guess who.
So don't guess who.
All right.
I will tell you something frankly, sir.
What?
I didn't have this much trouble with the free press.
Oh. You didn't, huh? Well, I'll tell you something frankly, sir. I didn't have this much trouble with the Music Center, and they put on Rigoletto 1 year.
That's four acts.
Not the year they did it. All right, now let's just move on to the third act, huh? Will you please tell me the name of the third act?
Yes.
Fine.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Let me see a proof of the act Wednesday, and we'll be...
Wait a minute! Where are you going? Wait a minute! I asked you to tell me the name of the third act.
I told you the name of the third act! You want me to tell you again?
Yes.
That's right!
That's right, son, first!
Who's on first? Guess who's on second in the third act?
Yes.
That's right!
That's right!
What's your problem?
I've been writing for 11 minutes. I got nothing on the paper. That's my problem. Why don't you take the paper, you take the pen, and you write it down.
Are you crazy? If I could write, I wouldn't have had to steal this bit.
Ooh.